Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says that they are ready to launch a preemptive strike against Iran's nuclear program and willing to do the strike alone if necessary. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan joins me with more details behind this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Israel making the statement they're willing to resort to military action to stop Iran developing a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. They mean business, don't they?
They absolutely do, Jimmy. And one of the things that has changed in just really the last year or two that makes this nuclear potential of Iran so dangerous to Israel is, as we've been discussing, the fact that Iran has basically taken over Syria. They certainly have been invited in by the Assad regime, their forces, to help in the battle against the Sunni Muslims, but in reality, they are now the government in many parts of the country, and they certainly have great influence in the south. We talked about them building a missile factory, Iran building it and operating it for Hezbollah next door. They don't need great ballistic missiles anymore. They don't need anything but just a short-range nuclear device, since their forces are now just 20, 25 miles from Israel's northern border. They could easily hit Tel Aviv or Haifa with a short-range rocket tipped with a very small nuclear device. So the noose around Israel is tightening, and Iran is the main actor in that, and the Israelis see all of that. So Netanyahu, I think, will order a strike on some of their nuclear facilities if anything remotely provocative happens against Israel from Iran. And I say that because those facilities still exist, and as we've been pointing out, the centrifuges are still inside of those buildings. And Netanyahu had always demanded or insisted that as part of a final accord, those be removed and deactivated entirely. So they couldn't be restarted quickly, but that didn't happen. Iran got its way there, and those can be turned back on. As one of their ministers said just a few weeks ago, we can be producing uranium again in 4 or 5 days. So the Israelis, I think, have a full plan of attack, Jimmy, and it's just going to take any provocation from Iran to launch that.
David Dolan with the details behind the headlines in the news today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Israel's number one threat is Iran, and the Israeli Defense Force will do a preemptive strike when they deem necessary, even today, to take out that Iranian threat. This present-day scenario fits the prophetic scenario that is found in the Bible. That's Ezekiel 38, verse 5, and Daniel 11, verse 44. A preemptive strike on Iran by Israel could spark the Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11 war. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...